You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
First of all, my name is Gary Abrick, and I'm a kidney transplant patient as of 3 years. I'm also involved with the Kidney Foundation for Atlantic Canada as a director. So the Kidney Foundation is a great organization to help people to find out about their illness and their disease. The funny part about it is you don't know until it happens. It's a silent, silent disease, which means that most people are diagnosed at the hospital in the emergency room and go from the emergency room to dialysis. Some people like myself get lucky and were diagnosed prior to that by having regular checkups with your doctor. And once you're diagnosed with a kidney disease, and then they get right on top of you and you see them on a weekly, monthly basis to see how your kidneys are reacting and what's making them fail, trying to figure that out, put you on a diet, do exactly what you're supposed to do, and that'll prolong your life on going on dialysis. So the dialysis is just a short-term solution to some, and it's a lifelong deal with those people. In other words, some people never get off of dialysis. They can be on from 10 to 20 to 30 years. And some people like myself get lucky. And my disease was diagnosed 6 years ago. I was actually monitored for about 3 years. And then finally the day come that I had to start dialysis. I was on the transplant list prior to my dialysis. And I was only on the dialysis for less than 5 months, and I received a transplant, and it's working like a charm. The big thing I hear about kidney disease is it's all over the map. Some people in families have it. It's hereditary. My family, out of 13 people in my family, I was the only one diagnosed with kidney failure. So again, it strikes anybody, anywhere, anytime, and it's again a silent disease that you find out after it's too late. So I recommend to people today to have the check, and it's a thing called creatinine that's in your system and your blood work. If you ask for that every time you go to the doctors, most of them do it now just because, but if that's the case, then you're going to end up, you know, being spotted early. And if you're spotted early, you have a chance of prolonging your time before you start dialysis. So in a nutshell, is number one, make sure you sign your donor card and make sure you tell your family you did it. What that means is your family has last say at the time of unplugging the person. And a lot of people don't know that their loved one actually signed the donor card, which gives it an awful feeling at the last minute that some of these organs go to waste. We don't want them to go to waste. It's like an old car. When you take it to the junkyard and they bury it, that's what happens to the old cars. But our organs in our system, no matter what they are, there's so many that it can help a lot of people. For instance, my case, the person that I got my kidney from helped 7 people. Heart, lungs, kidneys, pancreas, and liver. So it's not just the kidney disease that's out there. It's all organs. Now they're doing eyes. Corneas are doing, skin, they're doing all kinds of things. So again, number one, make sure you sign your donor card and make sure you tell your family members that you did it. I'm a very lucky person to be here today. Prior to my kidney, I had high blood pressure on high blood pressure pills. I had gout on gout pills. I had cholesterol, which is for your heart. I was on those, and I was on gallbladder pills. Today, when I woke up this morning, my blood pressure was 117 over 74. I took three pills this morning and 2 tonight. Nothing to do with prior to my operation. In other words, I am a fit 66-year-old guy that has no medication for those 4 things I just told you about. The kidney cleaned my blood, my system out completely. Very lucky.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.